Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello and welcome to the Child Care Director's Chair podcast, where we share small doses of wisdom for big impacts in your child care center. This week, we are doing a series focusing on the importance of reviews. And I thought it would be really cool to talk about ways to help parents write reviews and make it easy for them. You know, as a child care center owner or manager, you know how important it is to have those positive reviews from your parents. Not only do they help attract new families to your center, but they also serve as a testament to the quality of care you provide. However, getting parents to take the time to write a review can sometimes be a challenge. Let's face it, they're busy. So here are 15 ways to encourage parents to share their feedback. First, most obvious, ask for feedback. Make it a point to ask parents for their feedback on a regular basis. Let them know that their opinions are valuable to you and that you are always looking for ways to improve. Now, one of the ways I found it was really easy to do this is when somebody would give us a compliment. And I had somebody, this just happened the other day. I had a gentleman whose child came from another center. He had only been at the other center for, less than 2 months. And he had moved on over to our center because the other center wasn't a good fit. And so he took the time as he was leaving to say, you know, I really wanted to thank you and your staff. You really made us feel welcome and at home. And we really struggled with finding that feeling at the previous center. And I said, you know, thank you so much. We really are happy to have you be part of our community. And if you, you know, those few minutes that you took to take the time to let me know are really appreciated. You know, being a small business, word of mouth is how we grow our business. If you would be so kind to write that review for me on whatever platform you use, whether it's Google or a Facebook page. But if you had a couple minutes, I would love for you to share that with the rest of the community. And he said, not a problem. I would be happy to do that. And so when you're providing excellent service to people day in and day out, and you're communicating with them on a regular basis, it makes it a very comfortable and natural conversation. Another time that I have found that it was really easy to ask for feedback, and I'm going to bring it up now because we're coming closely up to graduation time. After graduation, parents are in such a feel-good place that it's so easy to gather reviews, especially for some of you who only go up to preschool age. That family may be leaving. And then once they leave, they may not be thinking about childcare or preschool anymore as their child moves into the school department or after school world. So that's such a great time to ask for feedback. Like I said, everybody's happy, they feel good, and that's a great time. So that's just my two cents on that. But you want to make it easy. So tip number two is make it easy for parents with multiple platforms where they can leave a review, such as Google or Yelp. You want to make sure that your center's website is also a place that they can leave a review. The easier it is for them to leave a review, the more likely they will do it. So rather than just saying, hey, can you leave a review? I was very specific. Would you mind going to either Google or our Facebook? Now, we all know reviews are not weighed the same across platforms. And really, I say gold is if you can get people to go on Yelp or Google or Bing and leave reviews there. They're much more weighted than if it's Facebook. Because again, think about it. A family needs to know about your center and type in the name of your center to really see that review. And that's if they even use Facebook, because many younger families are, you know, they use Instagram or other platforms. So, you know, think about where your customer is. But if you can get people to go on Yelp or on Google or Bing, that's like gold. That's literally like somebody handing you a $100 bill. So make it easy. Tip Number three, offer incentives. Consider offering incentives for parents who leave a review, such as a discount or some type of freebie, a t-shirt, something like that. It can be a great way to motivate parents to take the time for a review, because let's face it, we are in the kind of the world where we need a little prodding to kind of do, some type of an action, which is why coupons work so great. You know, use this coupon and you'll get XYZ. So you could even do that, offer some type of incentives where you have, 100 t-shirts or a free book giveaway or something like that. But offer something to families who take the time to write up a review for you, and make sure it's an honest review. Number four is send reminders. Send out reminders to parents asking them to leave a review after they've been with your center a certain period of time. This can help keep your center top of mind and encourage parents to share their feedback. Now, what I would say is maybe at the 90-day or 120-day mark when you're doing your regular check-ins with families, I feel like, you know, that's a good spot. They've been there 3 or 4 months. You know that they feel pretty comfortable at this point. Any bumps in the road hopefully have been ironed out, and they have a pretty good feel about your center and how you handle things. Because again, things are going to happen at a childcare center. You might lose a sock or a binky, or you messed up on something. If you're accountable and you take action, many times people are going to not only forgive that, but really appreciate your honesty and integrity, which makes them love you even more. So that's my thoughts on that. But sending those reminders out to parents, and take a look at who has left you a review and who hasn't. And if you have a family that's been with you 3, 4, 5 years and they haven't had the time to do a review, I would say, hey, Ms. Jones, you know, we are so happy that you have been with our program for 3 years. Obviously, you must love something about the program. Would you mind sharing that with the rest of the community? And again, most of them will be happy to do it. Just make it easy. Number five is highlight positive reviews. By showcasing positive reviews on your website or social media pages, it can help build trust with potential families, but also show your current parents that their feedback is valued. And again, don't be afraid to share when you make a mistake and how you fixed it, because parents also love that accountability. Number six is you could host a review drive. Consider hosting a review drive where you encourage the parents to leave a review within a certain time frame. And you can offer some type of a prize for a parent who leaves the most creative or heartfelt review. I love creative ones. Those are really fun. Those are six of the 15. But before I move on, I hope that you are enjoying today's episode. Did you know that we also have a YouTube channel? If you haven't had a chance to check it out, why not hop on over to YouTube? But not right now. After this episode, take a look at our YouTube channel, same name, Child Care Director's Chair. Hit that subscribe button. We really do appreciate your support. But now let's get back into it. So tip number seven, create a review station. Again, we talked about making it easy. Set up a designated area in your center where parents can leave a review on a tablet or a computer. This can make it easy for parents to share their feedback while they're dropping off or picking up their child. Because, you know, once we get home, there's soccer games, baths, homeworks, dinner to make. There's so much to do. And then, of course, most important, spending quality time with your kids. So, you know, if you have a review station, maybe you can do it around, sometimes I do seasonal things like near Thanksgiving time, I'll do something like, tell us what you're thankful for. You know, what at our program are you thankful for? And many times the parents will talk about teachers specifically who've made some type of impact for their child or their family. Or even around Valentine's, tell us what you love about ABC Child Care Center, right? So you can do some really fun things around the holidays to set up these review stations. Or right now we've got St. Patrick's Day. You could do, we're so lucky we're connected. Tell us why you love ABC. So you get the point. So make a review station, make it fun, decorate it, have some snacks there. You know, simple things like that make it fun and people want to do it. Number eight is share testimonials. Share testimonials from parents who have already left a review. This can help show other parents that the impact of their feedback has such an important part for your program and encourage them to do the same. You know, we're all, most of us are small businesses, and small businesses need the support of their community. And right now, I think, you know, in 2024, love for small business really has come back in a major way. So seize that opportunity. Don't let it slip through your hands. Number 9 is personalizing your requests. When asking for a review, be sure to personalize your request. Mention specific things that the parent has mentioned in the past, or highlight a positive experience they have had at your center. It could be, right now we have a program called the Hundreds Club. And our 4-year-olds who are able to identify, know all their numbers 1 through 100, they get a t-shirt. It's a big pomp and circumstance. It's like a big deal at our place. That's a great time to say, Miss Jones, would you mind sharing your experience on your child's growth and development at our center? So, you know, personalizing something specific for that family that they really loved. Tip number 10 is follow up. After a parent has left a review, be sure to follow up with a thank you message. This can show parents that their feedback is appreciated and encourage them to leave more reviews in the future. And again, a thank you goes a long way, and it's the right thing to do. Number 11, create a review campaign. Develop a review campaign that highlights the importance of feedback from parents. This can help create a culture of reviews at your center and encourage more parents to share their thoughts. Now, sometimes people say, oh, I'm not really sure, you know, exactly, you know, what to write. I certainly don't write it for them, but you can provide some type of examples or templates, offer parents testimonials, templates, or prompt them to help write the review. So this can make it easier for parents to share their thoughts and can help them through the review process. So I would say an example could be, Miss Jones, I noticed that you had told me a few weeks ago, you really love that we offer 5 weeks of vacation time a year and how that really helps your family, especially in the summer when you have family members coming in to visit from out of state, or that you take a few weeks off from work, and that you really love our 5-week policy. So maybe you could talk a little bit more about that and share a little bit more in detail how that works for your family. So provide some things that you think really stand out at your program, whether it's your tuition costs, whether it's your family-friendly policies, maybe it's your academics, maybe it's you offer all organic XYZ, you use a specific type of security system, whatever it is that you know that makes your program special, that other families have identified makes your program special. And then you can make the templates from that. So, you know, here are five areas where other parents have really felt we have excelled. What do you feel about these? Again, because it always goes back to making it easier for them. 13, celebrate your reviews. Celebrate reviews by sharing them with your staff and highlighting the positive feedback you receive. This can also help boost morale and show parents that their feedback is making a difference. And as I said before, during Valentine's Day, that's, you know, usually when we get a lot of, we love Mrs. Jones because she does XYZ. We love, you know, Miss Sally because she does da 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 for our family. So it really does make the teachers feel great. And I do find when we do reviews around holidays, a lot of that comes out naturally. Tip number 14 is respond to reviews. Be sure to respond to all reviews, both positive and negative. This can show parents that you value their feedback and that you are committed to improving your center based on their input. And we are going to talk a little bit more about that in detail later this week. So be sure to stay tuned. Our last tip is show gratitude. Above all, be sure to show gratitude to parents who take the time out of their busy lives to leave you a review. Let them know how much their feedback means to you and how it helps your center grow and improve, and how it makes you feel as an owner too. You know, it's not always just about growing your center. It really is, I always like to say, taking care of your people. You know, when you are good to people, they are good back to you. And being grateful is something that I think we all should be and do. And it's just the little things that really make a big difference to everyone. So remember, feedback is a gift, and by actively seeking it out, you can continue to provide exceptional care for the children in your family. So thank you for tuning in to the Child Care Director's Chair. Again, don't forget to go and check out our YouTube channel, the Child Care Director's Chair. Hit that subscribe button. We really love your support and we love our community. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.